In his National Day speech, Sri Lankan President Mahinda Rajapaksa spoke on themes of peace, amnesty, and unity. As the country's conflict appears to be ending, he urged Sri Lankans abroad, including many ethnic Tamils who fled the fighting, to come back home and help rebuild their country. It's yet another sign that more and more Sri Lankans are looking ahead at life after wartime in a country besieged by a quarter century of armed conflict between Sri Lankan troops and ethnic Tamil rebels. The rebels, known as the Liberation Tigers of Tamil Eelam, have been fighting for a separate Tamil homeland in the northern tip of this Indian Ocean island. With the likely defeat of the LTTE, Sri Lanka's government must show that it's prepared to tackle the grievances of the country's minority Tamils. That's according to Ravi Karuna Nayaki, a member of Sri Lanka's parliament and a top Sinhalese opposition party leader, representing many within the Tamil community.
Each government had its own style and way, and for some reason or the other, it has not been successful. Now, just because there's a military success does not mean that the root cause is eradicated. And that needs to be tackled in a much more dexterous manner.
Like others here, Karuna Nayaki is skeptical about the ability of the government, made up mainly of Sinhalese Buddhists, to reach out to the minority Tamil community, which is mainly Hindu. But some here say Mr. Rajapaksa's government is sincere in its efforts to address Tamil grievances, including the fact that most government workers don't know Tamil, one of the country's official languages. Kumar Rupasinghe is the chairman of the Foundation for Coexistence, a non-governmental agency.
We have to now see this as a great opportunity for a program of reconciliation and the promotion of coexistence. And we have to address the Tamil grievances, which has been a root cause of this civil war. We have to basically ensure that the Tamil language is fully implemented in administration, in the courts and in the police. And there is legislation to punish people who promote racism against any other community.
So far, the government says it's offering amnesty and job training to many Tamil rebels who surrender. It's hiring hundreds of Tamil-speaking police officers. It's offering financial bonuses for government workers who enroll in Tamil language classes. And it's planning reconstruction and development projects in the north, where Tamils are in the majority. Still, some analysts say one of the biggest setbacks to forging a more Tamil-friendly government is that many politically moderate voices within the Tamil community have been silenced by the LTTE, which has been single-minded in its separatist agenda. Robert Blake is the American ambassador to Sri Lanka.
The LTTE has had lethal success in eliminating all moderate alternatives within the Tamil community to the LTTE. So there are very few moderate Tamils left who can really represent the Tamil people. And that makes it difficult to forge a consensus on the way forward.
He says the Sri Lankan government should try to talk to the few Tamil leaders who are left that don't represent the LTTE, as well as Tamils from the diaspora. For now, the government seems to be laying out the welcome mat, but many here say it's still too early to tell whether the estimated 2 million Sri Lankans living abroad, especially Tamils, feel it's safe enough to return home. Raymond Thibodeau for VOA News in Colombo.